on FM, on the station app, and on OpenView Channel 606. This is East Coast Radio Newswatch.
A car linked to the murder of a man in Montclair, south of Durban, has been found abandoned kilometres away from the crime scene. The victim was shot and killed yesterday afternoon outside a popular food outlet. The 47-year-old man was found dead inside his bullet-riddled car in the parking lot. Police say his killers fled in a white vehicle, which was later found on South Coast Road. No arrests have been made and the motive for the murder is still unknown. Three men have been seriously injured after falling through the roof of a factory in Umbilo in Durban. They were working on the structure at the property on Sydney Road when the road caved in, or rather the roof caved in a short while ago. LS paramedics Gareth Jemison says they have been rushed to hospital.
Paramedics arrived on scene to find the men with injuries ranging from moderate to serious and immediately began stabilizing them at the scene. Once stabilized by advanced life support paramedics, the three men were then loaded into ambulances and were transported to nearby hospitals for the further care that they required. At this stage, the events leading up to the incident is unknown. However, all necessary were in attendance and will be investigating further.
Nhlanhla Mkhwanazi has asked members of the public to refrain from using his photographs during various politically aligned marches, especially those against the president. There have been several protests around the country in support of the KZN police chief since he made allegations of political interference in SAPS investigations. KZN police spokesperson Robert Netsiunda also says all social media accounts bearing Mkhwanazi's names and photos are fake. He says they are being used to deceive the public into believing they are the provincial commissioner's official platforms.
Although the provincial commissioner appreciates the support that the people have showed towards the work of the police in KwaZulu-Natal, the use of his photographs and names on posters and banners during marches has the potential of sending unintended messages to government, government officials and the international community. The provincial commissioner of KwaZulu-Natal is against crime and criminals, not leaders in government.
KZN Finance MEC Francois Rogers says the July 2021 unrest is a terrible part of history that KZN should never return to. The riots broke out this week 4 years ago, gripping KZN and Gauteng. More than 300 people were killed in the violence that also included the destruction of infrastructure and looting of businesses. The unrest coincided with the jailing of former President Jacob Zuma. Speaking on the sidelines of the G20 finance ministers and central bank governors meeting in Balito, Rogers said he believed there is now a more politically mature space in KZN.
I think we've gone past that political intolerance. I think as a majority, this province has put its political differences aside, and that's after a year of having been in government as a provincial government of unity.
And a sunken World War II Japanese warship has been found off the Solomon Islands. An international research team located the destroyer, the Terutsuki, on the deep seabed. The vessel, which was designed for screening aircraft carriers from aerial attacks, was torpedoed by the US military in 1942. The top story, a car linked to yesterday's fatal shooting outside a Montclair restaurant, has been found abandoned kilometres away from the crime scene. Find more news at ecr.co.za.
Here's what's coming up. In your sport, the Springboks are expecting a tough outing tomorrow against Georgia. The Proteas are back in action when they take on Zimbabwe in the third match of their T20 Tri-Series tomorrow. And Brad Binder returns to the track where he claimed his first win in MotoGP this weekend.